This time, we're talking with a US e-commerce and dropshipping expert, but Ernest Epps is also a sought-after trainer who has spoken at countless events around the world. He's helped thousands of entrepreneurs to scale their businesses. So Ernest, welcome. It's great to meet you.
Yes, indeed. Excited to be here.
Well, maybe we could start with a quick overview of how you got started.
Yeah, so, the thing was that I got started, it was a not so nice or sexy start in a sense, right? Because ultimately what ended up happening was I got fired from my corporate job. You know, the cute version to say is like, I got let go, right? But at the end of the day, you got fired, right? It's just like saying let go just sounds better, right? So, when that happened, man, it crushed my soul. At that point, right? Because personally for me, I had the dream job, right? Meaning that, you know, I was in like my early mid-20s, and so I was making almost a six-figure year income. The company was paying for my car, they're paying for my cell phone, they're paying for my gas, they were flying me all over the U.S. I was managing projects for billion-dollar brands, and so, I mean, I just thought this was it. Like, I made it. Like, this is where I'm at, man. And I thought I was going to be the CEO of that company. I was going to work there for 40 years. I mean, had you talked to me at that particular time, you couldn't have told me nothing different. So I was all in. I was sold in the company. And then I just got a phone call one day that the company was restructuring, and they were restructuring me out of the restructure. And so, man, it did something terrible to me personally. And it just broke me mentally and spiritually. I mean, I tell people I cried like a baby. Like, I mean, it was, I mean, not like that, like, you know, really sad cry. I mean, that ugly cry, you know, snot, tears. I couldn't breathe. I almost had a panic attack. It was terrible. And it was mainly because, like, at the time, I didn't realize it, but like the job was kind of like also my identity, and I was kind of tied to that. And I didn't realize mentally and spiritually, I was kind of wrapped up in all that. And so when that happened, I was just like, I'm never going to work for anyone else again. I got to figure out how to do something in my life.
And how old were you at that point, Ernest?
Yeah, so I was roughly probably about 24, 25-ish at that point.
Right. Okay. Because I mean, I guess you're right. Your job can become your identity. And it's only when that's taken away that sometimes you realize that the two things have actually overlapped so much with each other. So that was when you were 24. And then what happened next?
Yeah. So after that happened, I ultimately, you know, went on the path of trying to figure something out. So, I mean, no joke. Shortly after that happened, I ended up going to Barnes & Noble. Like most people probably don't go to bookstores anymore, but I literally walked in the bookstore and I was like, I'm going to start a business. And then I went to the business section and I said, I got to find me a business. Because I was just like, I got to find out what to do. So I went to Barnes & Noble and just started searching around. And then honestly, the first thing it led me to was social media marketing, right? So I kid you not. I mean, I tell people all the time, I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed, but I just learned how to do fundamental things really, really well. And they make it just look like I'm a rock star. But I just do the fundamentals with just so much tenacity and, you know, consistency and persistence that it just makes this, you know, massive, you know, success, right? But I bought Social Media Marketing for Dummies. That's where I started. That right. I bought the Four Dummies book. Because, I mean, I was like, shoot, I'm a dummy. I don't know anything about this. Let me go that direction. And so, you know, from there, it just led me to just getting educated in just like the space. Because what ultimately happened was I ran across a quote from Warren Buffett where he said, if you don't learn how to make money while you sleep, you're going to work until you die. And I said, well, Warren, sign me up for that sleeping money, buddy. But how do I get it? So that led me to bucketing what I felt were the best vehicles for entrepreneurship, which it boiled down to three things. It boiled down to the stock market, obviously, because that's, you know, Warren's lane, and then real estate, and then e-commerce, right? Because all of those vehicles will allow you in some way, shape, or form to make money while you sleep, as well as those are also vehicles that have allowed people to create massive amount of success, right? We look at the, you know, the Bezos and the owners of Wayfair and, you know, the Jet.coms and, you know, again, for the e-commerce side, and then we look at, you know, stock market, obviously you got the Warren Buffetts, the Ray Dalios, and then in the real estate, I mean, they say, I can't remember the exact number off the top of my head, but it's like 80 or 90% of millionaires, like, you know, have real estate or became millionaires as a result of real estate. So it's like, okay, cool, we got our three, right? So it's like stock market. So I started dissecting and learning a little bit more about the stock market when I was just like, well, I ain't got no money for a stock market. So I'm like 20% of a little bit, even if I did get 20, which is like way past the norm, like, it's still a little bit. Like 20% of $200 is like $40. That's, I can't pay any bills with $40. So that was like, all right, let's check out the real estate stuff. And now at the time, I didn't understand that there were strategies in real estate that would allow you to get started with a lower barrier of entry. But still, you do have to bring some money to the table. So I was like, well, real estate, I mean, to really make some, like, again, to make the type of income I was making from my corporate job, you'd have to bring a lot of money to the table. So now it's like, okay, this e-commerce thing. And then I was just like, well, like, I could really get started with a couple $100. And then more importantly, e-commerce, especially when you're running an online retail store, leveraging the power of dropshipping, there is no other vehicle, in my opinion, that anyone's ever showed me where you could have the amount of leverage that you can with the online store, meaning that you can have millions of dollars of inventory. So when I was working in the corporate space, I was managing a contract for, I'll let you guys do the research, it's the number one revenue generating company in the world, okay? So you guys go do some homework. Their name starts with a W. I'll even give you a hint. So I was managing 77 of those stores from a staffing perspective from South Carolina to Massachusetts, right? So basically like the East Coast of the United States. So I was just like, so you're telling me I could have millions of dollars in inventory that I don't have to pay for upfront. And then when a transaction happens, I get to get the profit of the transaction first, then pay for the purchase order after the fact. I was like, holy crap, right? Like, imagine like you had a whole portfolio of like real estate that you didn't have to put any money out of your pocket legitimately. And then you could collect all the benefits of all the transactions that occur, whether it's like cash flow or, you know, exit, or if you're doing a fix and flip project. It just doesn't exist in real estate, right? So it was just like, sign me up for that, right? Because also at the end of the day, the internet doesn't shut off. It's on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It just doesn't turn off. So I was like, that's the vehicle that and direction that I need to go.
I think one of the interesting things as well, Ernest, is that you're right, the internet is on 24/7. But also, one of the biggest shopping days of the year is Christmas Day, when lots of physical stores actually closed. So it means that, you know, you can, as you say, make money while you sleep. I know a lot of people who, you know, they make money by not sleeping. They sleep the least amount because they want to make as much money as they can, so they stay awake as long as they can. For anybody who perhaps hasn't discovered what e-commerce is or drop shipping, maybe you could just tell us a little bit about what it is.
Yeah. So specifically, e-commerce is just like it sounds, it's commerce on the internet, right? And I always like breaking down the root words of everything, because most people have the wrong misconceptions, honestly, because we have marketers on the internet, both through like Facebook ads and YouTube and all that stuff. And they strive to make things sound more attractive than what they naturally are, in a sense of just trying to convince you to purchase something, right? Where I like to empower people with the real insight and information, so then you can just make an educated decision, right? So getting back to e-commerce again, it is commerce on the internet, if you look at the actual true definition of e-commerce. Now, specifically with e-commerce, you have different forms of e-commerce. Obviously, you have the fact of like having a blog website. You have, you know, starting a service-based business. You have running an agency. Those are all businesses that can exist on the internet, right? Now, within that subsector of e-commerce, specifically, I chose to go the route of having an online retail store, meaning I have a store on the internet, just like what Jeff Bezos did back in 1990, wherever he launched Amazon, right? And that's how he started. He started off with e-commerce with an online retail. So why do I say online retail? Because you are still a retail store, but just on the internet, again, online, right? Because then now, once you're able to develop the right type of relationships with brands, you can now leverage the concept of dropshipping, which the funny thing is, if you actually, and I just recently did this, I had no idea either. If you look up drop, like if you start doing research on dropshipping, most people think it's something new. Like, it's a new fad. It's a new concept. It's like this whole mythological thing that just took the internet by storm and, like, it's going to disappear. Number one, when you actually research what dropshipping is, the exact definition of dropshipping is when a transaction happens, you forward the purchase order. Listen to the language. You forward the purchase order over to either a retailer, a supplier, a wholesaler, or manufacturer who then processes that and ships the good directly to the customer. That is the real definition of dropshipping, like literally, right? So when you, again, getting to the root of everything. So I say that because I was just so appalled when I researched this. The first like notion of like dropshipping in and of itself actually is dated all the way back to the 1800s.
Wow.
Like, really? Like, you can research that. Like, the first, like, people said, I'm dropshipping. Like, there is documentation all the way back to the 1800s because, again, it is a fulfillment mechanism. Like, that's why, again, I was fortunate enough to just come from the retail space from an offline perspective. So I kind of understood a little bit of kind of like what was going on, but I wasn't in operations of like the retail stores themselves, right? I was more so helping on like the staffing and inventory management. So when I started learning like about these different things, I'm like, oh, wow. And so along with that, what ended up happening specifically online was the fact that you were able to tap in potentially to like, you know, overseas suppliers and vendors and things of that nature. But that is the absolute wrong way, terrible way to actually run a real online business because the lead time's longer, product quality, damage control, returns, like your whole operations is completely shot. So it doesn't matter how much sales that you're doing. If your back end operations and fulfillment process is, you know, ran by a company that you can't even barely have a conversation with, that's going to be a problem for long-term success. So what I did was I started, again, just looking at, we've all heard, potentially, you may not have heard this, but quite a few people that have gained some success for themselves understand this notion. Success leaves clues. I'm going to say it again. Success leaves clues. So what I decided to do almost 10 years ago was that I said, let me look at the top, you know, online retail businesses in the world, and let me see how they run business. Not this, no offense if you're this age, but like, you know, you're early 20s, like mid 20s. Again, even though I was at that place when I was going that direction, I was like, I need to go study adults, not some YouTuber that barely has any facial hair that looks like he hasn't even sprouted any armpit hair or nothing like that yet. Like he's barely getting to life. And I'm just like, I need to go study like real corporate people like that, like do this for real. So I looked at the top 100 retail companies, again, looking at the Amazon, looking at the Walmarts, looking at, again, even though like Target and Walmart and all of them all have offline, you know, physical retail stores, I said, let me look at their business operations. And I was like, okay, the number one thing that can be seen symbiotically is that they're not working with fly-by-night random companies that no one knows who the heck they are. When you walk into a Target, you're going to see branded products. When you go on a Amazon, you're going to see branded products. So I was like, so the thing in retail is actually developing relationships with real brands. I was like, okay, cool. So do they still allow for the concept of dropshipping, even if you're a small, like newer company? And the answer is yes. Like, and a lot of them are super open to the concept of working with new businesses, because the main thing that most of the bigger brands, because again, I work with Samsung, Panasonic, LG. I mean, I got contracts with them when I was like brand new. And the main thing that they're looking for is just that you're a legit business, right? Like that you're a registered entity, that you have a real business phone number, you have a business email, you have a business website, right? So it's just like very, very simple things that you just have to do that, again, online on the internet, you go to YouTube and everybody and their grandma was like, oh yeah, you don't got to register a business. You can just put up a website, upload some products, turn on some traffic, you just start getting paid. And I was like, I was smart enough in order to like understand that, hey, there's a better way to do that. And also that doesn't make any sense because like these big brands, like why would these companies want to work with me if like they can't even like take a look at who I am, right? So I started diving into that segment and realizing that there's a lot of brands out here that are open to the concept of leveraging the, and that's why I always say leveraging the power of dropshipping, because dropshipping is not a thing. Like, it's not a noun. It is an adjective, or more so like a verb, describing a process of what your fulfillment mechanisms are, meaning that it just goes directly from the manufacturer's warehouse direct to consumer. Like, that's it. And even, and most people don't know this because you're just so inundated in just going to a particular business's website and just ordering your transaction or purchasing your, you know, product or whatever the case is. But when you go to, for example, to like a Home Depot or even like a Walmart or something of that nature, getting to like regular retail, if you cannot pick the product up in store or ship to site, that is a 100% indicator that that brand that you're, for the product that you're getting ready to purchase, is actually being drop shipped from the manufacturer's facility. Like, that's how you know.
Makes sense. Absolutely makes sense. And credibility, as you say, is one of the key aspects to your business. Mm-hmm. When you first got going, Ernest, I mean, what was the, when did you know that you were onto something with this? When did,